Your ideal life is one right turn away, right here and right now with me, Arika Sullivan, and New Light Living. See your life in a new light. In this show, I'm bringing real-world tools to show you how to ignite the light within you and restore your balance to who you truly are. That busy, exhausted feeling isn't anyone's true purpose. Get back to the heart of your real self. Begin to live in your ideal dream day, every day. Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition, and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with intuitive spiritual life coach Arika Sullivan starts right now. Welcome. Welcome to New Light Living Podcast. I'm your host, Arika Sullivan. I'm an intuitive spiritual life coach. And if you're new here, I'm so glad you found this podcast. And if you have been here before and is coming back for more, thank you for coming back. In this podcast, I take you on a journey to find your inner calm and life balance so that you can live your ideal dream day every day. I give you realistic tools to tap into your deeper, true self, to empower you to live by that inner light and connect with your inner power. I help you see your life in a new light. This episode is part two of a three-part mini-series that highlights the realistic major steps in what it takes to make the changes to your life that you want to make. No fluff, just the way it is. In part one last week, we talked about the essential first step to change your life. And if you missed that episode and is curious about what this essential first step is, you may want to go back and listen to that one as well. This week, I'll show you how to forever close that gap between your reality and your dream life. Are you someone who keep dreaming about that dream life, that wildest dream life that you so wish for? You know what I mean. You know what you're thinking about when I said dream life. You know it. Also, are you someone who feel that you're far away from that dream life? This is the episode for you. Because today, we're going to talk about how to start closing that gap between your reality today and your dream life, and what it takes to gain that momentum and finally start taking action so that you can live your ideal dream day every day. Before we go any further, I'd like to let you know that my online program, Self-Care Accelerator, is designed to help you close this gap. It's a self-paced program online. And if you're someone who likes step-by-step systems, Self-Care Accelerator is for you. What we're talking about in this three-part mini-series last week, this week, and next week is all part of that online program and what we're doing within that online program. And there's so much more to this program, and you'll understand why that is by the end of this episode. I put a link for you to this program that I created in the show notes for you to check out. Now, let's dive into this episode. We're all working on something, right? We're all working on something. We all want to head forward. So this episode is all about how to close this gap to bring you closer to your dream and what it takes to do so. So let me tell you a personal story that I've taken, from which I have taken so many lessons for myself. And maybe it can provide some lessons for you too. I used to set up these high-flying goals. The higher, the better, I thought, for changes that I wanted to make. Can you relate to that? And often they were related to material things. you know, I wanted this or that, you know, I wanted, I wouldn't give you any examples right now, but you know what I mean. When you put goals in place that has to do with material things that you can touch and see, or really hardcore goals when it comes to, let's say, work or, you know, anything that you can actually get rewarded for in tangible means. For example, it could have been a perfectly decorated home, you know, one of those like in the magazine. That was one, once upon a time, that was a goal of mine. Or to outdo my team at work, to exceed the monthly goals or whatever that was, really just to put that out there. However, when I hit those goals, when I did that I had set up, I basically felt very neutral about it. You would think that you would be very fulfilled and excited about it, but personally, I felt very neutral. And I didn't feel really excited about it once I hit the goals that I set up. I just looked for the next goal and the next one and the next one and the next one. And now, many years later, I've come to the realization that my goals were often someone else's goals, or they were defined by someone else's expectations. They weren't truly my goals. And that was a huge insight for me. So based on that lesson, everything changed when I started to use authentic and realistic visions that were true to me. When I was setting goals and had a vision of this dream. You know, this is a big topic overall and probably would require its own episode, but I want in this episode quickly translate this big lesson that I made into what it could mean for you. So when you think about what your dream life would consist of or look like, what part of that truly feels like you? That's the double check on what feels authentic to you, because if it doesn't feel like it's you, obviously it's probably somebody else's goal, right? But what comes next is the key part of it all. And that is, what is realistic to you? And only you, what is realistic to you? So, you know, this double check with yourself, personally, I had never done this double check with myself. Is this true to me, or, and is it realistic? You know, duh. But it's so important. It's a huge life lesson that you may also be of benefit of knowing. Another component to all of this is excitement. When you trust your excitement, you don't have to doubt. Excitement is undeniable and you can feel it. You can feel it and others can feel it too. Now, let's say you finally made the decision to honestly look at your reality that you're currently in. And let's say you assessed your current vision of what your dream, how that looks like, your dream life. And what you do is to adjust this dream to something that's authentic and realistic to you, right? Okay, so what's next after that? It is to reflect on that gap between your reality and dream life. What does that mean, that gap? And if you follow the steps above that I outlined just now, you can see now that the gap between your reality and your dream, and you feel that excitement, you would start to act on the opportunity to close that gap. And hopefully, with the support from your true vision that comes from your true self, and you'll be feeling that momentum and excitement. But here comes the thing that happened to me as well. But shortly, it will feel like it's not realistic anymore. Because it's not uncommon that doubt sets in once you gain that momentum, and you may wonder, what happened? Because everything was going so well, and now I feel all doubtful. Why is that happening? And that is your ego stepping in and say, hey, it's going too well. And thoughts that you may have when you really first create a vision of your true dream that is authentic to you, that is true to you, the ego is trying to step in and say, I've never been able to change before. So why this time? Why this new vision of yours? And the ego might say too that, do you really have time to do this? This feels too good. I'm never going to follow through on all of this anyway. And that makes you doubt that you can make this change to your belief system, and even, you know, to step away from what you may not have been true to you before. Do you recognize these kinds of thoughts? When you create steps that feel so realistic, that is going to help you to feel that, to keep that excitement and that momentum up and feel inspired. It's that inspiration and that excitement that comes in when you feel it's realistic to do next or build this dream that feels so realistic. And it's that feeling of like, I can't wait to start. And as you just look forward to spending more time on this. And that's what you're looking for when you feel excited and not neutral, like I used to feel when I reached a goal or I started something new. I just felt neutral because I had taken it in from somebody else or the external environment. It wasn't mine. It wasn't my own truth. Because when you feel that excitement, that's when you're open to making that real change and to reach your real dream. And that's when you're tapping into your true self. So, you know, this sensation of excitement, even if you're in a dire situation right now, you can bring yourself to a place where you feel excited. Because that is your true self. It is natural to feel resistance to change. It is so natural. And that thinking of it's not possible, you're right. Because when you do that, nothing's going to happen. Nothing different is going to happen from what you're having now. So going back to this important lesson, with every step you're creating for yourself next, think about how realistic they are to you, how true they are to you, and your excitement. Use that as your guiding light. Because if you let excitement and joy guide you, the change will come to you effortlessly. So, realistic steps with excitement. That is your guiding light that you're making the right change at the right time. And this is exactly what happens. It will happen for you too. Every time you get momentum to make a change, you will get into this excitement, and then the doubt may show up. So, because when we create that momentum, as I said earlier, that excitement to change, the ego, or you can call it your inner critic. Inner critic is the same thing. And we talked about that inner critic and how to catch it at length in an episode a few weeks back. But when it does comes in and try to shut down the momentum you just started, the ego makes us believe we need to be protected from the unknown and stay where we are. In this episode today, I'll teach you another way. Going back, when you start feeling doubt and fear, well up inside, or you may not feel anything at all, like I did. In my case, I was feeling so neutral about anything at the time. My recommendation is to connect with your gut feeling, your intuition. And likely when you feel doubt or fear, you're not connected with your intuition, your inner guidance. So your intuition is never going to lead you down the path of relying on doubt and fear. It's always going to connect you to your true feelings of self-love and show you what the right next step is. And you may wonder, how do you get from feeling doubtful and making that switch to knowing that you're making the right step? And the secret is to slow down. Slow down by simply taking a deep breath and taking in the present moment, and then listen. Listen to that inner feeling of excitement, joy, and peace that's always there behind the stories that behind the stories of your mind, even that they have made up. The mind has made up these stories to make you doubt and fear a change. And in that moment, your intuition will guide you to the right next step because you already know what it is if you listen to it. You may not like what you hear or may not like the direction that you're given, but it's the truth. Beware of that inner critic of yours that keeps telling you that you can't do something or don't have the time or that your dream is unreachable. It's working really hard. The ego is working so hard to keep you away from your true excitement and inner peace. If you notice when you're telling yourself those stories, you can make a choice if you want to believe in that story or not. You can choose to go with what your true self is telling you in the moment. And what we talked about last week and the importance of gaining self-awareness was that meditation is going to bring you closer to that inner truth to enable you to catch that inner critic much easier. So now, here we go. Now we're going deeper into the next layer of all of this. What we'll be talking about next, along with meditation practice, is the most important part to reach your dream life. Why? That's going to help you truly manifest what you want. Manifestation has to do with the body. What you can see and touch, right? That's what comes out in the real world. It has to do with the body because change is not all about the mind and your inner world. It's also about your body and bringing the embodiment of change through your entire being. Many times I've heard from others, you look different. What happened? It's this embodiment of a life change that makes people notice. They notice that change. They maybe can't put their finger on what it is that has changed with you. There's something that changed. They notice that shift in energy. They notice that shift in your aura. We often think that the body and mind are separate. In ancient times, this was never a question. Yoga has been practiced since ancient times, and yoga is the practice of being. With a big B, in modern times, we have started to forget that our mind and body goes together all the time. And an example of today is that many people only focus on working out the body and they're forgetting the mind. And on the other hand, some people are spending all day in front of the computer, working on the mind, with the mind all day, but never exercising the body. And yoga is a beautiful way to connect the two, connect the body with the mind, and bringing us back to being with a big B. So do you want to know the next step here? in this process of closing the gap between your reality and dream. It means to change, potentially, to change your lifestyle so that it involves your body, how you move your body, what you eat, and so on. You may notice these shifts to your lifestyle that is going to feel very natural to do. And when you start to connect the mind with the body again, these changes that you may want to make to your lifestyle may feel very natural. For example, I found myself not being into a lot of different types of foods anymore. Foods that may not be as good for you to eat, being more mindful. I became more mindful of what I put in my mouth and what I drink, etc. So that just came natural to me when I started to kind of align my energy, you know, in between the mind and the body. A new lifestyle for me just emerged. And a new lifestyle is not something you fix and then walk away from. It's forever. Every day changes that last. You make these changes and they just feel natural to you. So my point here being is that yoga as a practice can be an accelerator to lifelong lifestyle change on so many levels. And by practicing yoga, you keep connecting both body and mind and has the potential to release long-captured energy, both inner and physical energy that has kept you stuck for a long time without you knowing it. And yoga has the potential to accelerate the change you want because you bring your body with you. You release that stuck energy that has been sitting in your body, along with releasing all that pent-up energy that has been there for ages. And that could, in turn, have a positive impact on many areas of your life. So, how about this? How about tuning into your sense of true excitement today? Notice what it makes you feel. What is it that makes you feel good? Just think about that for a few minutes today and like call on that feeling of excitement. Because I know at some point in your life, maybe, as early as yesterday, but if you really feel stuck, what may have been like in my case, I was really feeling neutral for a long time. And I had to go back a couple of years to really call on that feeling of excitement again and really feel into it with my body. So, and what helps sometimes, how about taking 5 minutes to bring out a blank piece of paper and write your heart out about your wildest dreams? Maybe you discover something there that you may have forgotten. And how would you feel if you decided today to sign up for that yoga class that you've been wanting to try out? And how would you feel if you shared with a friend what your ideal dream life and day could look like? It's like when you align your energy to a flow that is natural to you, natural to the universe that we all live in. Little by little, it all falls into place. If we allow it to. And that's the key to what we've been talking about here in this episode, how to forever close the gap between reality and your dream life, to find your flow, your ease, and calm every day. I've given you a few inspirational steps today to start this process of closing the gap between your reality that you live in today and your dream life. And that could be to create authentic, realistic steps in excitement that are true to you. This is your guiding light. Don't bite off a bigger bite than you can. Make it realistic. Make it exciting for you and really feel it as you go through here. And what it takes sometimes to reflect on that gap first and slowing down so that you have, you know, time to catch that inner critic, move past that inner critic. And you can do that if you do slow down and allow yourself to slow down and listen to what your intuition is telling you. And sometime, lastly here, sometimes it takes an invitation for a lifestyle change. Maybe beginning to practice yoga, starting a meditation practice, or any other body, mind, spirit practice that helps you connect your mind with your body. And you'll find your spirit, your true inner self. So what is your next step to start closing this gap between your reality today and your dream life? It's very common to build a life on others' people's expectations. But now you have an opportunity to create it based on your own expectations and visions. It's about that clarity around the gap, the reality that you have today versus what you'd like to step into. And you don't necessarily need to know how to get there, but the major differences between now and where you want to be, see that gap and start to close it, guided by your excitement and small, realistic steps. This is a long-term process. It's not done in a day. So you may feel resistance as you go, and it takes commitment. And what it takes here is to catch that inner critic when it shows up and slowing down and keep the course. Because everything is linked together, and maybe that lifestyle change is going to trigger some positive changes for you in other areas of your lives. Change in one area may trigger change in another. And often that is the right change. I wanted to remind you too that my online course that builds on all of this, Self-Care Accelerator, is now open for enrollment. I guide you step by step from reality to dream life so that you can live your ideal dream day. I include yoga, meditation, and a lot of tools to keep maintaining this dream life, this so that you can live your ideal dream day every day. Thank you for tuning into this show today on New Light Living Podcast and for being here with me today. If you haven't joined yet the private Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community, head over to Facebook and join us there for more inspiration. Trust the process, do the work. Thank you for listening to New Light Living with me, Erica Sullivan. When you see your life in a new light, your world looks different. Worry, fear, and the everyday go, go, go are no match for you in this bright new light. Join me next time as I lay out the practices and tools for you to liberate your amazing self into living your ideal dream day. You can start now to take the guesswork out of getting to know yourself again and expand into your essence to feel present, alive, inspired, and connected. Keep listening, keep learning. Imagine no more wishing for your dream life. You get to start living it today. For more information, please visit newlightliving.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.